The ReStore is going strong. We're doing really well. It is such an important part of what we do because the ReStore allows us to exist without having to use the money that we get from things like the grant that I talked about with from the hospital. You know, money that we get from the community or grants or donors, all of that can go right into the houses. It all stays right in Jackson. For use in our community. And what allows us to be able to do that is the fact that we have the ReStore. The ReStore pays for everything else. The ReStore pays for us to be here, basically. And so we do need to continue to increase revenue. Everything about existing has increased in cost. Inflation is, I don't know, economically, worldwide, statewide, whatever. I don't know a lot of the details or stats, but I know how it's affected us. And it
price
is
price gouging.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even just buying supplies, although cost of supplies have gone up, and the material shortages and delays, those are real issues that we're dealing with. But we can always figure out how to find those resources and make that stuff happen and work around those things. But another thing that's really hitting us hard is the cost of labor. In order to be competitive in today's labor market, we have to really increase what we're paying our, especially the ReStore employees, because working in retail, there's a high turnover in retail. And so in order to get people to want to come work for a store like the ReStore, we need to be able to attract good people. And so we've had to increase our wages. So there's just the overall expenses of keeping that store open and allowing that store to keep us open have gone up.